All right, good Thursday morning, everyone. We are back with the business of the week. It is Larry's Pharmacy, 1310 10th Avenue North in Humboldt, Iowa. Carlene and Lindsay, I heard blister pack. Did I hear blister pack?
Yes, you did.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, we blister pack people's medications when they have maybe a handful or more than that. Sometimes it gets confusing taking their meds at
yes.
a certain time of day throughout the week. So what we do for them, and if they want it, we package the drugs so that all their AM meds are in a blister pack or a card we call med cards.
Uh-huh.
All their AMs are together. All the PM meds are together. And if they take a noon meds, they're all together.
Wow.
And we blister pack them to last the entire month.
That's really
and
cool.
And the cards are numbered 1 through 30 or 31
mm-hmm.
to go with the calendar days.
Mm-hmm.
And they just punch it out with their thumb, and they have all their morning meds right there in their hand. And the same thing with their noon meds or afternoon
yeah.
or evening, bedtime.
Now, that's convenient because if you take more than a couple a day,
mm-hmm.
you can easily, I get confused with the meds. I think I told you off air, I take 16 a day.
Yeah.
And there are days that I'll skip something because I just forgot about it.
And that's not good for your health.
No, not good for my pharmacist either.
It drives them crazy.
That's right. I get those calls. Why isn't this refilled?
Exactly.
And somehow I had 10 extra ones this month. I don't know. So this is a service. That, do you
yes.
do it in-house or
yes.
do you send it? Really?
We do it in a pharmacy. We do quite a few of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost any extra to have this done.
You're kidding me.
No. Mm-mm.
Wow. I really need to transfer everything. So it's done in-house, and how long does it, say I want my monthly meds done this way, how much extra time are we talking?
Well, I usually work on them the last 2 weeks of each month,
mm-hmm.
and so that you have them for the beginning of the month.
You do that too?
Mm-hmm. I have
I love this lady.
Couple of techs that help me out.
Yeah. So I heard a bunch of other extra services we do. What else do we do?
We also supply the meds for the long-term care, the North
mm-hmm.
and South Care Centers.
Okay.
And we, of course, blister pack their meds, too,
sure.
because they require it.
Yeah.
So if you have a relative or a parent that's going to be going into a nursing home, we do all their medications for them.
Okay. And that is very important because one little mistake in a place like that can be very bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think in the old days, they did it by hand, I would imagine. I remember being in the hospital and they just come around with a little cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered, do they even know what they're giving me? You
yeah.
always wonder about that, you know? But that's really neat. That's a heck of a service. And you say you do a lot of blister pack.
Yes, we do.
That is really
yeah, we do.
Well, you know, I think if more people knew about it, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason to not do it. Because not only is it safer, but think of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody like me, 16 pills a day,
yep.
you know, think of the time I spend standing there every morning undoing the caps on
mm-hmm.
the bottles, you know. And I may or may not have gotten each bottle. I may have may not or have taken the right thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, it's a good way to promote compliance with all your meds
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So, and it even helps, you know, I've had experience with relatives where they'll have their, you know, meds bubble packed and you'll get them at the end of the month and you can see they've only taken half of them.
Yeah.
So you know that they're not being compliant. So
I'm a little guilty of that too.
It's a good way to help promote that compliance and
yeah.
And it
just, even if you don't have an issue,
mm-hmm.
It's a habit-forming thing
yep.
where you just get up in the morning and you know all you've got to do is pop and I'm done,
yep.
you know, as opposed to a person like me who stands there
yep.
unscrewing each cap.
And being compliant with their meds will keep them out of the hospital, keep them healthier. And that's the main reason.
And keep more
yep.
money in your pocket
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
the hospital is not free.
Yes,
that's right.
Definitely not free.
Yes.
And I can't believe there's no extra charge for this.
No.
That is just amazing. See, another thing that just helps the community
mm-hmm.
is especially people on a fixed income. I mean, any little additional charge just throws the whole month off.
Yep.
My mom is on disability, has been for years, And I know anytime any charges change, I mean, the whole world just changes for her. Mm-hmm. But that is a great service. Anything else today?
Along with like the blister packing, with med compliance, we do also offer like a med sync program, mm-hmm. to where we can try to sync all of your meds up to where they'll fill at the same time.
Now that...
So then you only have to make one trip to the pharmacy.
That's a problem I have. And I don't know how, but every month, mm-hmm. I end up picking up 3/4 on one day, and then a week and a half later, mm-hmm. they call me with the rest.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, why can't you just fill these at the same time?
Sometimes we could if we would, but a lot of it goes into, you know, insurance and, you know, if doctors right, that are changing I understand. Meds
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
But we really can try to work to see if we can get everything lined up for you so you have to make, you know, one trip to the pharmacy.
That's a heck of a service.
Yeah.
And again, people don't understand how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because even being out for 2 or 3 days, well, being out some meds for one day,
yep.
you just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
I forget to take my shots sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you can feel it.
You can
I
tell.
Mean, you know, if I miss my, I hate to plug the drug, but if I miss my metoprolol, I can feel
yep.
the difference. It's that fluttery mm-hmm. feeling, you know. I mean, you don't mess with that stuff.
No.
I'm preaching like I actually take everything I'm supposed to. If I blister packed, I would not have this problem. I've got to get everything to Larry's. I'm eventually changing insurance. I'll have insurance in Iowa. I'll be fine. I won't mention the insurance company's name, but they're big enough that they should cover me out here, but they don't. Only life-threatening. So I told, I think I told Pat Kohler yesterday, my plan is if I ever need to be covered at the doctor, I'm going to shoot myself in the leg. And while they're mending the life-threatening injury, I'll say, excuse me, but I've had the sniffles lately. That's my plan. That's right. It was life-threatening. Well, ladies, the blister pack is fascinating. Cannot believe you're not charging. I would honestly pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are some companies that do charge for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this... this machine, and you know what I'm talking about. They sell it on television, and it only takes one prescription. The machine is like $80 a month.
Mm.
You pour your prescription in, it beeps and spits a pill out. Well, that's cute, but I take 16 a day. What, I'm going to have a line of 16 machines
yeah.
here? I mean, my phone beeps, too. I don't need a machine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather something beep and say, hey, take your blister pack. Everything will be fine. We are with Larry's Pharmacy, 1310. Let me try that again. 1310 10th Avenue or 10th Avenue North. There we go. Carlene and Lindsay have been with us today. Ladies, tomorrow again?
Sure.
Shall we? All right. We have to get Lindsay out of here today. She has real live pharmacist stuff to do. So we have to cut today short. We'll be back tomorrow morning to wrap up the week with Larry's Pharmacy. And I'll be back right after this.